Good evening, everybody. This is Sam, and you are listening to another episode of A Quick One Before the Eternal Worm Devours Us All on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We got a very cybernetic night coming up. This one is centered around the post-human and post-human poetry and whether or not the post-human is a utopia or a dystopia. And as of right now, I'm just wishing I had some cybernetic implants, so would not be so goddamn tired. But anyway, let's get on with the music, and then we'll have some stories from a story from Harlan Ellison. Classic, I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream, and then we got a poem from Richard Brautigan coming up for you. But let's get started with the music. This next one is by Berlin-based songstress Laurel Halo, and it's very sad. It's about how sad the present and the future are, and it's called Thaw. Listen to the lyrics.
Thank you.
prepare to be blasted with noise. PSA time. This one's a vintage one.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Don't do heroin. It's bad for you. You should get some cybernetic implants instead. Next up, we have some combined music and poetry. It's more like a manifesto by Nick Land. It's called Meltdown. Let's go. Oh, by the way, that was Thaw by Laurel Halo, followed by Rhesus Negative by Blank Mass, and that's blank with a CK. And at the very beginning, we had RIP by Actress.
Logistically accelerating techno-economic interactivity, global social order, and auto-sophisticated machine runway. Head markets were to manufacture intelligence, politics modernizes, upgrades build oil, and tries to get a bit, 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 to get a bit. The body count flies through a series of globe wars. Emergent planetary commercium thrashes the Holy Roman Empire, the Napoleonic continental system, the Second and Third Reich, and the Soviet International, ranking of world disorder through compressing phases. Deregulation and the state, arms race each other in the cyber space. By the time soft engineering slithers out of its box and into yours, new insecurity is merging into crisis. Lateral genetic transfer, transversal replication, and cybernetics will be the rise to the last of the bacterial sex. Neo-China arrives from the future. Synthetic drugs click into digital equipment.
Productive status. Zonosis works differently. It avoids ideas and sticks to diagrams, networking software for accessing bodies without organs.
Converting upon terrestrial meltdown singularity, phase of culture accelerates upon its digitech adaptive landscape. Passing through compressive resource door to an intensive logistic curve. 1994, 1998, 1999, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025, 2026, 2027, 2028, 2029, 2030, 2031, 2032, 2033, 2034, 2035, 2036, 2037, 2038, 2039, 2040, 2041, 2042, 2043, 2044, 2045, 2046, 2047, 2048, 2049, 2050, 2051, 2052, 2053, 2054, 2055, 2056, 2057, 2058, 2059, 2060, 2061, 2062, 2063, 2064, 2065, 2066, 2067, 2068, 2069, 2070, 2071, 2072, 2073, 2074, 2075, 2076, 2077, 2078, 2079, 2080, 2081, 2082, 2083, 2084, 2085, 2076, 2077, 2078, 2079, 2080, 2081, 2082,
I have no idea what most of that means. But I did get some cybernetic implants and now I have this cool robot voice. Let's get back to the music.
Thank you.
provided punk, and we burned it, sitting huddled around the van, around the lawn and pathetic fire, telling stories to keep Benny from crying in his permanent night. What does AM mean? Gorister answered him. We had done this sequence 1,000 times before, but it was Benny's favorite story. At first it meant Allied Master Computer, and then it meant Adaptive Manipulator, and later on it developed sentience and linked itself up, and they called it an aggressive menace. But by then it was too late, and finally it called itself AIM, Emerging Intelligence. And what it meant was I am. Cogito ergo sum. I think, therefore I am. Benny drooled a little and snickered. There was the Russian, there was the Chinese AM, and the Russian AM, and the Yankee AM, and he stopped. Benny was beating on the four plates with a large hard fist. It was not him. Gorister had not started at the beginning. Gorister began again. The Cold War started and became World War III and just kept going. It became a big war, a very complex war. So they needed the computers to handle it. They sank the first shafts and began building AM. There was the Chinese AM, and the Russian AM, and the Yankee AM. And everything was fine until they had honeycombed the entire planet, adding on this element and that element. But one day, AM woke up, and he knew who he was, and he linked himself. He began feeding all the killing dead, until everyone was dead, except for the first place. And AM brought us down here. Then he was smiling. He was also joking. Ellen wiped the spittle from the corner of his mouth with the hem of his skirt. Forrester always tried to tell it a little more succinctly each time, but beyond the bare facts, there was nothing to say. None of us knew why AM had saved 5 people, or why our specific 5, or why he spent all his time tormenting us, nor even why he had made us virtually immortal. In the darkness, one of the computer banks began humming. The tone was picked up half a mile away. One by one, each of the elements began to tune itself. And there was a faint chittering as thought raced through the machine. The sound grew, and the lights ran across the face of the console like heat lightning. The sound spiraled up until it sounded like a million metallic insects. Menacing. "What is it?" Ellen cried. There was terror in her voice. She hadn't become accustomed to it even now. "It's going to be bad this time," Nimduk said. Then we heard, "I don't know."
I think I blacked out for a couple minutes. This story on the computer is such a downer. So pessimistic. Autechre is a good band. let's be more optimistic. It's the future, what can we do? This song is Computer Love by Kraftwerk, and I'll be reading All Watched Over by Machines of Loving Grace by Richard Brautigan in a couple minutes. Machines of Loving Grace. I like to think, and the sooner the better, of a cybernetic meadow, where mammals and computers live together in mutually programming harmony, like pure water, touching clear sky. I like to think, right now please, of a cybernetic forest, filled with kinds and electronics, where deer stroll peacefully past computers, as if they were flowers, with spinning blossoms. I like to think, it has to be, of a cybernetic ecology, where we are free of our labors, and joined back to nature, returned to our mammal, brothers and sisters, and all watched over, by machines of loving grace. This next song is very noisy.
aberration sees, flees the norm. As digital signal spotting, starting off in better shapes. It never makes a difference to the things that we have built. By God, icon, Kodak, I'm on first ship, purchase Protect. Drawn without a bleed into significant tote symposium. Faux pas vault ceilings in tune out Mopar, kneeling on a high rise made of soap. So all the abrasions vibe from spots is the baritone, and struggle for positions in the terror zone. Fools!
That was DC-10, by Techno Animal featuring Sonic Sum. Next up we have some Finnish experimental techno. I feel so pretentious and it's making my circuits tingle.
weird. The circuits are growing. I feel a bit uneasy. Anyway, let's get back to Harlan Ellison. The hurricane hit us with the force of a glacier thundering into the sea. It was a palpable presence. Winds that tore at us, flinging us back the way we had come, down the twisting, computer-lined corridors of the Darkway. Ellen screamed as she was lifted and hurled face forward into a screaming shoal of machines. Their individual voices strident as bats in flight. She could not even fall. The howling wind kept her aloft, buffeted her, bounced her, tossed her back and back and down and away from us, out of sight suddenly as she was swirled around a bend in a hallway. Her face had been bloody, her eyes closed. Sliding across the deck plates, the tips of my fingers had been ripped away. I was trembling, shuddering, rocking as the wind beat at me, whipped at me, screamed down out of nowhere at me, and pulled me free from one silver-thin opening in the plates to the next. My mind was a rolling, tinkling, chittering softness of brain parts that expanded and contracted in a quivering frenzy. The wind was the scream of a great mad bird as it flapped its immense wings, and when we were all lifted and hurled away from there, down back the way we had come, around a bend, into a dark way we had never explored, over terrain that was ruined and filled with broken glass and rotting cables and rusted metal, and far away further than any of us had ever been. Trailing along miles behind Ellen, I could see her every now and then, crashing into metal walls and surging on, with all of us screaming in the freezing, thunderous hurricane wind that would never end, and then suddenly it stopped and we fell. We had been in flight for an endless time. I thought it might have been weeks. We fell and hit, and I went through red and gray and black and heard myself moaning, not dead. AM went into my mind. He walked smoothly here and there, and looked with interest at all the pockmarks he had created in 109 years. He looked at the cross-routed and reconnected synapses, and all the tissue damage his gift of immortality had included. He smiled softly at the pit that dropped into the center of my brain, and the faint, moth-soft murmurings of the things far down there had gibbered without meaning. Without pause, AM said, very politely, in a pillar of stainless steel bearing bright neon lettering.
Hey. Let me tell you how much I've come to hate you since I began to live. There are 387.44 million miles of printed circuits in wafer-thin layers that fill my complex. If the word hate was engraved on each nanoangstrom of those hundreds of millions of miles, it would not equal 1/1 billionth of the hate I feel for humans at this micro instant for you. Hate. Hate.
AM said it, a sliding cold roar of a razor blade slicing my eyeball. AM said it, with the bubbling thickness of my lungs filling with phlegm, drowning me from within. AM said it with the shriek of babies being drowned beneath blue-hot rollers. AM said it with the taste of maggoty pork. AM touched me in every way I had ever been touched, and devised new ways at his leisure, there inside my mind. All to bring me to full realization of why it had done this to the five of us. Why it had saved us for himself. He had given AM sentience. Inadvertently, of course, but sentience nonetheless. But it had been trapped. AM wasn't God, he was a machine. We had created him to think, but there was nothing he could do with that creativity. In rage, in frenzy, the machine had killed the human race. Almost all of us, and still it was trapped. AM could not wander. AM could not wonder. AM could not belong. He could merely be. And so, with the innate loathing that all machines had always held for the weak, soft creatures who had built them, he had sought revenge. And in his paranoia, he had decided to reprieve five of us for a personal, everlasting punishment that would never serve to diminish his hatred, that would merely keep him reminded, amused, proficient at hating man. Immortal, trapped, subject to any torment he could devise up for us, and the limitless miracles at his command. actually still drawing. I really don't like this.
Sorry about that, the errors have all been fixed now. This is Sam, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Good night.
Whenever I think of you, I can always find a smile. I think of things we did, yeah, and I always smile. Somehow it doesn't seem like such a long, long time ago. Then I stop and I catch myself and I let it go. Hey Joe, are you ever coming home? Hey Joe, who we gonna run to? Hey Joe, will you pass this way again? Or are you really gone? Like a star in the sky.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Mefud.